Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a company that's been energizing the market for decades, Monster Beverage Corporation, ticker symbol MNST. If you're curious about whether this energy drink giant is a solid pick for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from their financials to their market position and even what the charts are telling us. Let's get started. So, if you've ever grabbed a can of Monster Energy to power through a long day, you already know a bit about this company. Monster Beverage is a heavyweight in the energy drink space, and they've built a brand that's synonymous with high-octane lifestyles. Based out of Corona, California, they've been around since 1985 and have grown into a global force. Today, we're going to unpack their story, their numbers, and whether the stock is worth your attention. Let's start with a quick look at who Monster Beverage really is. They're not just about energy drinks, though that's their bread and butter with the Monster Energy line. They also have a portfolio that includes strategic brands and even some alcohol products. Founded as Hansen Natural, they rebranded to Monster Beverage in 2012 to reflect their core focus. With over 5,500 employees and a presence in markets worldwide, they've positioned themselves as a leader in the non-alcoholic beverage sector. Their partnership with the Coca-Cola bottling system has been a game changer, giving them distribution muscle that's hard to beat. And here's a fun fact. They've got zero long-term debt on their balance sheet, which is pretty rare for a company of their size. So financially, they're sitting pretty, but let's dig deeper into the numbers to see if that holds up. All right, let's talk revenue. Monster has been on a tear, with their latest full-year figures for 2024 showing total revenue of about $7.49 billion, up from $7.4 billion in 2023. That's solid growth, and when you break it down by segment, you see where the real power comes from. Their Monster Energy drink segment alone brought in $6.86 billion, basically the lion's share of their top line. Strategic brands added another $432 million, and alcohol brands chipped in with $172 million. Geographically, the U.S. and Canada are their biggest markets, accounting for $4.72 billion, while EMEA, Europe, Middle East, and Africa brought in $1.56 billion. Asia-Pacific and Latin America are smaller but growing, with $541 million and $666 million, respectively. This diversification across regions is a good sign. They're not overly reliant on one market, which helps cushion against local economic downturns. But the question is, can they keep this growth going with rising costs and competition heating up? We'll get to that. Now, let's shift gears to their earnings. Monster's performance here is impressive. For 2025, they reported a net income of $1.91 billion on revenue of $8.29 billion, with an EPS of 1.94. Compare that to 2024, where net income was $1.51 billion and EPS was 1.50 cents, and you can see the upward trajectory. Their operating income for 2025 hit $2.42 billion, showing they're not just growing sales, but also managing costs effectively. Margins are strong too. Gross profit margin for 2025 was around 55.8%, and net profit margin came in at 22.9%. These numbers tell me Monster isn't just a top-line story. They're translating sales into real profits. Recent reports also suggest they've got a knack for beating estimates, which is something investors love to see. It's clear they've got momentum, but sustaining it in a competitive space is the real test. Diving into their most recent earnings call for Q4 2024, management painted a pretty optimistic picture. They highlighted record sales for the quarter and full year, driven by strong demand for Monster Energy drinks globally. They're seeing solid growth in international markets, especially in EMEA. And they're doubling down on innovation with new flavors and zero sugar options to keep capturing market share. On the cost side, they acknowledged some pressures from raw materials and logistics, but strategic pricing moves are helping offset that. They also emphasize their balance sheet strength. Over $2 billion in cash and no debt, which gives them flexibility to invest in growth or weather any storms. Overall, the vibe from leadership is confident. They're focused on leveraging their distribution network and expanding their footprint. That's a good sign for long-term investors, but let's see if the financials back up the talk. Let's pop the hood on Monster's financial statements. Their balance sheet is a fortress, $2.9 billion in cash and cash equivalents for 2025, total assets of nearly $10 billion, and no long-term debt. That's a debt-to-equity ratio of zero, which is almost unheard of for a growth company. Their current ratio is a healthy 3.7, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Looking at profitability metrics, their return on equity for 2025 was 25.65%, and return on invested capital was 21.74%. These are strong figures, showing they're using shareholder money efficiently. On the cash flow front, while I don't have the exact 2025 figures, 2024 showed operating cash flow of $1.93 billion and free cash flow of $1.62 billion, which tells me they're generating serious cash to reinvest or return to shareholders. The numbers don't lie. Monster is in a solid financial position, but valuation is where things get interesting. Speaking of valuation, let's see if Monster's stock price makes sense. At a current price of around $85.30, their market cap sits at $83.34 billion. Their trailing PE ratio for 2025 is a hefty 43.76, which is higher than the industry average of about 36.5 for non-alcoholic beverages. That suggests the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 38.18, dropping to 33.98 by 2027. That's still not cheap, but it shows expectations of continued earnings growth. Their price-to-sales ratio is also high at 10.05, reflecting a premium for their brand and market position. Now, with a beta of just 0.45, Monster is less volatile than the broader market, which could appeal to conservative investors. But here's my take. At these multiples, you're paying a lot for every dollar of earnings. If growth slows or competition bites harder, there's not much margin of safety. All right, let's break down Monster's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, our classic SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. Record revenues, strong margins, and a debt-free balance sheet give them incredible flexibility. Their brand is another huge asset. Monster Energy is a household name, especially among younger demographics, and their marketing game is on point. On the flip side, weaknesses include heavy reliance on the energy drink segment. If consumer tastes shift or regulations tighten, they could feel the heat. Opportunities? International expansion is a big one. Markets like Asia Pacific and Latin America are still underpenetrated, and their innovation with new products could keep driving growth. As for threats, competition is fierce. Think Red Bull, Celsius, and even new entrants. Plus, rising input costs and potential regulatory scrutiny on energy drinks could pose risks. Overall, Monster's in a strong spot, but they've got to stay nimble. Let's take a look at how the stock has been performing. Over the past week, MNST is up 3.78%, and over the last month, it's gained 2.81%. Zoom out to 3 months, and you've got a 15.98% increase, with a 6-month return of 30.08%. Over the past year, Monster stock has surged 63.56%, and over 5 years, it's up 87.89%. That's outperformed both their industry and the broader market in most time frames. On the chart, you can see a clear uptrend with strong momentum indicators suggesting buyers are still in control. Support levels are holding around 80s, with resistance near $88. If they break through that, we could see a push toward $90 or higher. For short-term traders, this looks like a stock with legs, but keep an eye on volume. If it starts to taper off, that could signal a pullback. For long-term investors, this performance underscores Monster's growth story. But remember, past returns don't guarantee future gains. Now, let's try to figure out Monster's intrinsic value, what the stock is really worth based on fundamentals. Using a discounted cash flow approach, I've factored in their historical free cash flow growth, projected earnings, and a discount rate that reflects their low-risk profile with a beta of 0.45. I've also considered their reinvestment needs and market growth potential in the energy drink space. After running the numbers, I'm estimating Monster's intrinsic value to be in the ballpark of $78 to $82 per share. Compared to the current price of $85.30, that suggests the stock might be slightly overvalued right now. That's not to say it's a bad investment. Monster's fundamentals are strong, and they've got plenty of growth runway. But at this price, you're paying a premium, so timing your entry or scaling in on dips could be a smart move. Keep in mind, intrinsic value is just one lens. Market sentiment and momentum can drive prices beyond fundamentals in the short term. So, what's the final verdict on Monster Beverage? They're a powerhouse in the energy drink market, with a bulletproof balance sheet, consistent growth, and a brand that resonates with consumers. Their financials are stellar, and their global expansion strategy gives them room to run. However, the stock's valuation is on the high side, and competition plus regulatory risks are worth watching. For long-term investors, I'd say Monster is a hold with potential to buy on dips. There's value here, but you don't want to overpay. If you're more of a trader, the chart shows momentum, so there could be short-term opportunities. What do you think? Drop a comment below with your take on MNST, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.